Hey, yo, yo, yo. This is Kristen is on the air podcast, and I'm Kristen coming out of Philly and sometimes New York, brought to you by Anchor.com and Spotify. You can hear my podcast wherever podcasts are heard. All right. It is January 24th, 2022. Now, this is my recipe, my Monday recipe. I apologize. I haven't come on sooner. I have a guest. Well, my very first interview was supposed to be today around noon. He had to cancel. He's an actor. His name's Robert Benn. He's a native Philadelphian, and he's at a photo shoot, and it's taking him a lot longer than expected. So I apologize, but we're doing it tomorrow. We postponed it for tomorrow, and he's my guest, and I'm so excited. So that's why I'm late. Let me get this recipe in for you guys. I thought we'd do chicken cutlets. Okay. Now, chicken breast tenderloins. I have what I use is Perdue. It doesn't matter what you use. Let's see. So what you do is you're going to get a bowl, two bowls. One bowl is for your egg and your milk, and you're gonna mix the milk and the egg up pretty good. And then you're going to get the second bowl, pour some breadcrumbs in there. And then you're going to take the pre-cut, or you cut them yourself on a cutting board. Slice your tender into strips. Okay? Then you take each strip and then you stick it in the milk and the but milk first, milk which is incorporated with the milk and the egg, which is mixed together. Then you After you get it nice and wet, then you stick it in the breadcrumbs. Okay? From the breadcrumbs goes into the frying pan. Make sure I use what do I use? What do I use? I use vegetable oil. Sometimes I use olive oil, corn oil. I like to use something a little thicker, but I mean if you're into If you, I mean, if you're into a healthy diet, a little bit of corn oil is it won't kill you, and a bit of olive oil won't kill you. But you want to put some of that in there, really, you do. Don't put butter in there because you'll burn the chicken, no matter if it's on low. Just don't do that. So what you're going to do is you go after all your slice your After your chicken cut your cutlets, I'm thinking tenderloin. After your cutlets, your chicken cutlets are breaded, put them in the frying pan, on top of the stove, not in the stove. You want to put low heat because you don't want that. You want to make sure that the inside of the chicken is cooked thoroughly, or you'll get worms if you don't cook it. And that's true. You don't want to get worms. You want to make sure your poultry is cooked thoroughly, like pork chops. Any poultry has to be cooked thoroughly. Now, how you find out if it's cooked thoroughly is all you need to do is cut it. I cut it in the center, get the thickest piece. Oh, cut it all. You don't have to cut it all the way through, but you might as well. It's going to be eaten anyway. You look if it's nice and white and juicy and plump, it's ready to go. You can make anything with that. Mashed potatoes, any kind of vegetable. You don't have to make mashed potatoes. Like I said, you can make anything with your chicken cutlets. But that's how I make my chicken cutlets. And that's what I'm making tonight, guys. And I apologize again. I should have got this in this morning. But you know what? If it won't be for tonight's dinner, it'll be for tomorrow night's dinner. Okay? And I mean, it's and you can like dip it in ketchup, dip it in honey mustard, anything that you enjoy. I mean, it goes with every, like literally goes with everything. All right, so tomorrow, I just want to say this one more time. Tomorrow around at exactly 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. I will be interviewing Robert Benn, the actor. He just made a movie with Adam Sandler. With that, and it's called Hustle and comes out in March of this year. So he was just in Philadelphia making, well, he lives if he's a native Philadelphian, he lives in Philadelphia. And he just, like I said, he was just in Philadelphia. As a matter of fact, my husband saw some of it. He was in the Manayunk area, and my husband was in that, he was in that area, and he saw some of it being, and he actually, so I think he saw Drew Barrymore, and I don't think she's in the movie. I think she just came by just to say hello. So you'll hear the rest of the interview, my very first interview, my very first guest, tomorrow for the season, 2022 season. So like I said, I'm super excited, and I got to get everything, taken care of. I have to make sure I'm doing this right, because and this is going to be audio. This isn't going to be on YouTube. This is going to be on my podcast here. And so like I said, everyone, if you would like to, I would appreciate if you please listen. If you don't have to listen, I mean, but you're going to want to, because there's a lot of real juicy gossip in there. And it's not just gossip. Everything in this interview and all of my interviews in the future will be fact, nothing but fact. So, but you are going to want to listen to tomorrow, my interview with Robert Benn tomorrow, because wow. Some of the things he told me, I was like, oh my God, Philadelphia has to know. Not just Philadelphia, not just all of the East Coast. All of the United States has to hear this. It's very important. I'm so excited. I said that five, six times. I sound like a broken record. So you have your chicken cutlet recipe, I hope. So remember not to use butter, just to use cooking oil, olive oil, corn oil's thicker, vegetable oil, and just like make sure you put enough in the pan. And if you want to bake it, you can, but it's going to come out, it won't come out right. I mean, it's like frying chicken. Has anyone ever fried chicken, like southern fried chicken? I can make a mean ass southern fried chicken. Maybe that'll be my next. That'll probably be my next recipe. I really don't know. But southern fried chicken, you want to get a good score on that when you're cooking it. You don't want it to burn. You don't want to use butter. And I know what people are thinking, cholesterol, but that's not true, because if you have a healthy diet and you do eat three meals a day, you don't have to have lunch. I mean, a lot of people aren't. Or you, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You really should get something down in you in the morning, always. Whether it be a Pop-Tart or anything, it doesn't matter. You should have some, get your carbs going, get your carbs going, get your heart rate pumping, and do your workout if you work out in the morning. But I always say, don't work out on an empty stomach. Always work out on a full stomach, not a full stomach, because you want to get the heart pumping, you want to get the metabolism going. In order for that to happen, you need to eat first to get that started. So eat something to get that metabolism going. Don't eat right away. Don't eat, like, give it about half an hour, 45 minutes after you eat. That way it's and that way you get your heart pumping, your metabolism going, and all that good stuff. And then if you're trying to lose weight, that's how you do it. And then lunchtime comes, eat some lunch, eat a little sandwich or something. I don't know, bologna, cheese, ham, whatever you guys like. I like turkey on wheat. Wheat bread is good. And then nothing in between. And then and for lunch, like the sandwich and an apple, the apple slices. Even peel the apple, like make it, or just like dip in peanut butter or something for protein. And then Then, like, not don't snack in between, and then dinner time comes, and don't eat before you go to bed, because that's where you gain old weight, and it just lays there and just, it goes right onto your into your fat cells, and then you a lot of people become obese because what they're doing is they're eating, they have a poor diet, they're probably smokers, and they don't exercise. And they don't eat right. Did I say that? Three healthy meals a day, no in between snacks. And at nighttime, like after dinner, yeah, you can have a dessert, but that should be the one and only dessert you have all day if you're on a diet. And then wait a couple hours or 3 hours, you know what I mean? Because maybe you want to go for a walk. You want to walk off those calories that you just ate. And then when you come in, take that's an excuse to take the dog out for a walk. And if it's nighttime, go a well lit area, a public well lit area. Don't ever go any place alone with your dog, or where even if you're just walking alone. I would always go with someone. If you can't go with someone, just don't go at all, especially at night in this day and age. Because it's not obviously it's very dangerous and it's not safe. So anyway, I hope you enjoy my little recipe of chicken cutlets, and have a wonderful Monday. All right. Monday, da da. Don't go. I am not going to sing that song, but that was the Mamas and the Papas. All right, y'all. Peace out. Have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And oh yeah, one more thing. After the interview, if you happen to listen to it, please leave. And with this, with all my episodes, please leave a comment or a review in my comment box. Or if you have a suggestion for a topic of conversation that you want me to talk about on my podcast, please leave it in my comment box. Then give yourself a put your email address down, and I'll give you full credit for it. I'd really appreciate that. And if you could give me a follow, I would even more appreciate that. So thank you, and peace out, and happy Monday, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Or actually, I will be back on later on. All right, so right now I'm just going to take a break, and I'll be back on. All right, guys.